Thank you. Dave's widow, Andrea, gave me two of his hats. This is his summer hat, which I'm going to wear while I do Dave's songs. And when I do my songs, I'm going to turn it around and wear it this way. So I'm going to do one of my songs now. Let's see. Oh, Jack Hardy's over here. He's gonna play with me a little bit. He knows some of these songs. We figured between the two of us, we might know enough of these versions, my verses, to get by. Let me get on this side of you, because I always feel like this, by the way, this dulcimer is made by Edsel Martin. His dulcimers are the best. They're in the Smithsonian. They were so famous that the comedian Bob Hope sought out one and got someone to buy one for him. Edsel was a mountain man. He never had a phone, so I would always have to write him to tell him I was coming down. I wanted to buy a bird or a dulcimer or something for him, and he'd always have it waiting for me. He didn't like the sound of a washer dryer, so his poor wife had to do without a washer dryer. He did have a television. He had one for the sound and one for the picture. Somebody sought him out one day, another whittler. If Michelangelo was a whittler, that's what he would have done. He would have done Edsel's things. He did them very lifelike. So this woman here is singing. Looks like she's singing. She could be yelling. But he did birds, all kinds, very lifelike whittles. Well, somebody that was a whittler was very enamored of his skill and went up to meet him and knocked on the door. And I did that same thing because I knocked on the door. But this fella told me the story how he knocked on the door. And Edsel came to the door and he said, "Edsel, are you busy?" Edsel says, "Why, I was just about to button up my shirt." Isn't that the greatest thing you ever heard to say? So if somebody asks you if you're busy, that's what you should say. So let's everybody say it together. Are you busy? Why, I was just about to button up my shirt. There you go.
Why is it working? You're wearing a t-shirt, though.
You don't have, yeah, I got a t-shirt. Anyway, I was traveling around with Dave. Dave took me to a folk festival, and Stan Rogers was running a workshop. And we heard that Bob Gibson was sick that day and couldn't be in the workshop. So Dave Van Ronk goes up to him and says, "I've got this kid here, David Maskew. He's a great singer-songwriter. I wonder if he could take Bob's place." And Stan Rogers said, "Well, I've never heard of him, but Dave, if you say so, I'll take you on your word." And right after that, all these famous folk singers started coming up saying, "I heard Bob Gibson's sick, I want to take his place." Famous folk singers. And every one of them, Stan Rogers said, "It's taken care of. It's taken care of." So he took Dave Van Ronk's word that I was pretty good. So this is, I figured I better do my best song. So this is the song I did. I hope you think it's pretty good. You can sing along on the chorus.